In this week's parasha, we find that Korach comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, everybody's Kaddish, everybody, we don't need a beggar, which is called Tchelis, doesn't need tzitzis, we don't need something special off to the side, meaning Movdol, a Melech, a Kohen Gadol, because everybody's Kaddish. A bias which is Molei Svorim doesn't need a mezuzah. The argument was that Klal Yisrael was on a Madrega, we everybody heard in Har Sinai, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we all heard it, we don't need somebody to be a leader. That was the argument that they said. At the end of Korach, it was that they're destroyed. Number one. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu responds, he says, Lochem Orachot Mehem Nasosi, B'lo Hariosi Echad Mehem, I didn't take anything from them. Why is that why is that his feel about the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his taina that therefore they should not be Al Tevan Amin Chosam? What's fascinating to think about is that Shmuel Hanavi, which comes is a descendant of Korach. Later on, Klaisel comes to Shmuel. They want to appoint a Melech, and he says to them, "What do you need a Melech for? Hashem Malkechem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is your Melech." So, they're tining that we want somebody to be a leader. And Shmuel says, what do you mean? Everybody's Kaddish. Everybody's directly connected to Kaddish Baruch Hu. You don't need anybody to be a leader, which is mamish. It sounds like the shades of the taina of Korach. So I saw this aura that Renosin Vachtvoy calls Atzal, the Mashkiah from Lakewood, points out that Shmuel seemed to say that the same time as Korach, but Korach did it too early. That's what he said. I may want to say maybe that's what he means, or maybe just say a different shot in the Ha'ara. And what's even interesting, where there's end of that, they got the Melech. They did get, Shmuel's Taina wasn't held as a valid Taina. But he says that so what was the difference? Where did they come and they said, we would like a leader which would be like the other nations to lead us, to direct us, to take us out to war, etc. He says, that? Kadosh Baruch Hu should be your leader. You want to, who's going to take care of you? We'll go to war? Kadosh Baruch Hu can take care of you, we'll go to war. You don't need a melech to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu says, did I take anything from them? That was my goal over here? Was it the relationship of a melech to an am that I was benefiting, that I was going to be their secular leader to go to war, etc.? That wasn't what I did. I'm there to act as a way to help them to get greater ruchnius. And Korach comes along and says, ruchnius? We have plenty of ruchnius. But then the Chazal said that Korach was motivated. He wanted to be the leader. Ruchnius, what do you mean you don't have enough ruchnius? You have enough ruchnius. You don't need somebody to give you more ruchnius, a leader to give you more ruchnius and give you more direction and help you. You can always benefit from that. Yes, you can do a lot yourself, and maybe you're not going to go through every single detail, but there's plenty that you can gain from him. In the secular, there's a person who can be holding a madrega, be talking that he doesn't need. That was Shmuel's tenet to them. But at the end of the day, about they were emes and where they were holding, and they came along with an emes at Tainu. So Moshe Rabbeinu acquiesces and gives them a melech. Shmuel Novi acquiesces and gives them a melech, and gives them that which they asked for, because they were honest with where they were holding. The Tanya was, why are you holding there? But they were honest, and therefore they got something. Over here, Korach is coming along and saying a Tanya which wasn't honest. Maybe there's Madrega Ruchnius. Maybe there's Madrega where you don't need that. Okay, it's possible, but that wasn't what was motivating you. Had it been, so we would discuss, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe it's time, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to act as a leader. But the violence, you're not being honest with where you're holding, A, and B, the request was a request for ruchnius. You could say you ever have enough ruchnius. So those two things together, the result is that Korach, Bechol Adosai, are destroyed. There's nothing left of Korach, Bechol Adosai. The only thing that's left is that one, B'nai Korach L'Mesu, that Nakuda that understands that sometimes the using a leader can be something which is detrimental, and kolei them kulam kadoshim is something which Shmuel Novi did yarshin from him, that he was able to understand it and use it in the proper context, not in the incorrect context. Have a good Shabbos.